Russian soldiers are claiming that they've made a hideous discovery inside Ukraine, where they say that children between the ages of 2 and 7 are being raised in factory farm conditions before the attractive ones are sold as sex slaves to elite paedophiles, and those who don't find buyers are carved up like discarded waste as their organs are harvested and sold for use at European and Israeli transplant centres. In video footage from the front lines of the Russo-Ukrainian war, a visibly emotional Russian officer describes children being treated as if they're livestock, piglets or rabbits, by their Ukrainian captors around the town of Izium, where the discovery of a commercial-scale child organ harvesting factory was reported.
A group, да, получается, собирала детей по Изиуму, маленьких от 3 до 6 до 7 лет, и привозила именно вот в этот пункт. Там их раздевали на первом этаже, а на втором их разбивали. Как ненужный материал, их просто хоронили там в ямах или никуда не вывозили. И вот эти ребята, они, знаете, говорили, как будто они как будто какую-то скотину звали, поросенка или там кролика, да. Ну, они, да, привозили. Как будто какая-то ферма, понимаете. Вот эта имплантация, там, забирали органы. Слышал об этом, но не верил. Пока своими глазами не увидишь, не поймешь. А когда увидишь, не простишь.
There have previously been more disturbing claims about Ukrainian factory farm children made by Russia. According to the Kremlin, the Kiev regime has been earning hundreds of millions of dollars per year by raising children in degrading factory farm conditions and selling them to the highest bidder on the international market. No questions asked. It is understood that most of the buyers are wealthy paedophiles with elite connections. As these children do not have identities or official papers, they are paedophiles' dream because, in a legal sense, they don't exist.